futures are generally higher across the board today. The stock market futures here are weak. They're awaiting Ben Bernanke's testimony tomorrow morning before Congress. There's a lot of speculation on which side of the tapering he will suggest this time. And it's been back and forth between the different Fed presidents, but tomorrow will be another round of that. So we're down about 32 in the September Dow and down about 7 points in the S&P futures here right now. The U.S. dollar is sharply lower right now. We're down about 44 in the September dollar, and that's about $2 off the high a week or so ago. So that's helping lift these commodities up. As the dollar goes down, typically commodities will go up. Interest rates this morning, they're slightly lower here without any real big news. They're awaiting Bernanke's statement tomorrow as well. Crude oil this morning down about 25 cents in August. But unleaded gasoline and heating oil, which is diesel, are both higher here. We have unleaded up 4.4 cents at $3.1461 in August. Heating oil is diesel, and it's up about 2.5 cents at $3.0510. A lot of people watching that and watching the actual price at the pump. It's the highest since about June 10th as of last night, and that's the national average of 363. So it's getting on up there, and the turmoil in Egypt looks to be maybe winding down a little bit, but it's still going on, so that'll be an ongoing thing to watch. Natural gas futures here this morning are steady. Nothing really going on there. Metals slightly higher here. We have copper, silver, and gold all up just slightly. Cattle futures right here, they're steady. Here at midday, lots of talk about the rainfall in the southern plains supporting that market. Yesterday, Oklahoma City was called steady to two lower with about 11,600 head. Boxed beef as of yesterday was down about 83 cents at 190.70. It's a lot lower than it was a week ago, which was 195. Showless sizes are also a little bit lower this week, and that's going to help support them just a little bit. Grain futures here at midday, we're stronger in the corn and beans, steady in the Chicago wheat and up about 2 cents in the Kansas City wheat. There was yesterday's crop progress and condition report showed that the overall corn, soybeans, and actually cotton too, conditions got a little bit worse, about 2 cents worse in the good to excellent category for corn. But you know, it's really hard for them to get better once after being at such lofty levels coming into it.